February 11th, 2007. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 69.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe.
Welcome to Dipus. Can I take your order?
Give me a double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger? It's for a cop.
Roger.
What the hell's that all about? You gonna spin it now?
No, I was just telling him that's what makes it good. Don't spit in that cop's burger.
Yeah, thanks.
Roger. Holding his bet.
Give me a pie. Apple.
Do you want me to hold the spit? Just kidding, officer. Barva. Do you want to dip a size your meal for a quarter more?
Want me to punch a size your face for free?
It's just a quarter, and look how much more you get.
I said no!
It's just 25 cents.
Hey, listen, guy. He doesn't want it.
I can handle this, Ramathorn. I don't want it!
Right. Beverage?
Give me a, liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Will you just order a large Farva?
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Liter is French. Forgive me some fucking cola before I break loose and
Farva. All right, relax.
That look like spit to you?
Yeah.
Fingers be home, baby, who gonna say do? Yay, bear spear, horn, bear spear, bork, bork, bork. English beer, the Swedish meatball. It's beer, the sauce, the meatball.
Don't let your personal feelings get in the way. Follow that speeder.
Over the ship.
I can't take Tuku alone. I need you. If we catch him, we can end this war right now. We have a job to do.
I don't care. Put the ship down.
You will be expelled from the Jedi Order.
I can't leave her.
Come to your senses. What do you think Padme would do were she in your position?
She would do her duty.
Huh? He's your side.
Okay, wait. If you guys are really us, what number are we thinking of?
69, dudes!
Hey everybody, it's me, the J-Strom, here from the Pop Culture District of Mulberry. We are flying overhead Mulberry this week in an airship, or a Zeppelin, as some people call it.
No, Zeppelin!
That's right, Ralphie. No, wait, not Ralphie, who's the brother?
Randy.
We are here in a Zeppelin flying over Mulberry. We're doing research, actually, for a project that we're working on. Isn't that right, Bill?
That is correct.
And we won't tell you too much about that. But before I go any further, how about I introduce the co-host of my show? Our show. Steven, the Pop Culture Zealot. How you doing, Steven?
Doing good.
Doing good. Doing fantastic.
Ready for a new show.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Steven like new show, don't he?
Yes, Steven like.
We also have Bill, the Mulberry historian, Mulberry Bill. How you doing, Bill?
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing? You guys know what episode this is, don't you?
69, dudes!
That's right. Episode 69.
As long as no one gives me a Melvin.
But I still don't know where Vanessa is. Does any woman know? Vanessa is officially flaked. I actually did get a hold of her. Vanessa, the show's starting. Oh, I'm cooking right now on my phone. It's going dead. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to hang up now, okay? Bye.
Anybody that actually likes Vanessa on the show, you might want to send an email or leave a voicemail, because I don't think she's ever coming back.
Neither do I. She's moved on to new things. And you know what it is, guys, don't you? Even if she has TiVo, she still's got to watch The Apprentice live. I don't know why. I can wait till like next Wednesday before I watch The Apprentice.
As long as you watch it before the next show.
But I think what it is, she missed it last week because of the Super Bowl, and now she's got to have her Trump, is what it is. We all love the Trump, don't we?
Yes. Hey, well, the Trump is coming to town here in Mulberry.
Yes, he is. The Trump.
I was trying to get Jason to go up there with me.
Really?
He's
where
doing
was he?
Some sort of real estate seminar. I think it'd be
Holy
great.
Holy shit! What was it? I think we got a hydrogen leak. Hydrogen leak.
I think we're trying to take a dad. Try and take a dad up there or something. Trying to interview him.
Right. Hey, Donald, I'm a loud talker, too.
Oh, man, could you just hear the sound system? Just all the feedback from his yelling.
It's like he doesn't even need a mic and
yeah.
a PA
Look
system.
Look at all you beautiful people.
Oh, is this thing on? Pum, pum, pum.
Donald, there's no microphone.
I don't need a PA. I'm a loud talker. Yeah, good old Donald. I love the Donald.
I bring it up from the diaphragm, you hear?
You know, Bill, a couple of weeks ago, Ivanka was on Leno, and she was wearing this low-cut dress where her breasts were, like, about to explode out of her dress.
Hey, if you're going to pay top dollars for those puppies, you got to show them off.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, I was, like, waiting for them just to go... Just like, whoa!
Was that the one where...
I think the FCC was going to shut Leno down for the first time.
Andy Dick got kicked off his show.
No, that was Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
He wouldn't stop touching her. It was bizarre.
He wouldn't stop touching Ivanka?
They actually dragged him.
Wow.
They dragged him by his feet off the stage, off the couch.
Really? What is wrong with that dude?
He was obviously drunk.
Was he trying to touch her breasts?
No, he kept touching her arm, and she was like just completely repulsed by
it. You could tell she was weirded out by it?
I can't stand it. I hate it.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was really, really bizarre. To the point where Jimmy Kimmel got obviously uncomfortable with it and stood up and went over and said, okay, Andy, that's enough, that's enough. And then he actually had to call the security guards on.
Keep your voice down.
I love that they left it in the show, though. You know, like on Leno, he would go to commercial for that. He would have just disappeared.
We never would have heard about it.
No.
Well, well, well. Look who it is. Hi, bitch.
Good old Andy Dick.
He has a show that's on Sirius once a month called The Shit Show, and he is insane.
Why would you bother having a show once a month?
Well, he just goes in and talks for like 2 hours, and it's the most inane stuff you've ever heard.
Let's do that. Let's turn our show into a monthly show.
We do a show, it's not called The Shit Show, but we do, it's not about inane stuff.
But we do a shit show.
I'd like to hear a monthly Vanessa show where she just rambles.
I do miss Vanessa's insanity. She did lend a certain...
Vanessa!
Certain insanity to the show.
Battle over Kurt Cameron's bare breast.
No bounce. which is
retarded.
Yeah, I saw Roll Bounce, and I can't watch Roll Bounce or see it on the guide without hearing this.
Roll Bounce.
In my head.
Same here. I'll turn it on, and then in my head I'll hear Vanessa go, Roll Bounce.
She said, Boomstick? That's what I heard.
Good old Vanessa.
Two shitholes.
She might show up later today. Maybe she'll finish eating and actually show up on the show. So everybody, all you Vanessa fans, she may show up, so I don't want to... But, okay, here's something
Send
I want to
talk about.
Send in
your demo reels now if you want to become the new news girl.
Steven's ready to audition new people.
Okay, our sweepstakes is changing from Find Vanessa to Replace Vanessa.
Yeah, Replace Vanessa sweepstakes. She's going to love that when she hears it.
Have you noticed that new Kia car is called... The Rondo?
No,
there is.
Are you serious?
Yes.
A new Kia car that they call the Rondo.
That's awesome.
It's Rondo.
I can see Ron going, I'm getting one of those.
And every time I see the
commercial,
I can't help but think, the Rondo.
The new Rondo.
He's going to put a hyphen in between the D and the N.
I love that.
He's going to pry the lettering off the car and put a hyphen there.
That is too awesome. Hey, before we go any further in the show, guys... We got us a voicemail, and that's why we do the show, when we get feedback. Am I right? And I'm not talking about the guy from Who Wants to Be a Superhero. He's known as the Mystery Man. Let's check it out.
Gee, thanks a lot for all the meat references, guys. I'm starving and my heart hurts just listening to you. Can't abide lobster, though. It's like eating a giant bug. Never could... have an appetite for something that's like staring at me with a little eye.
So tasty, bug.
Anyway, great show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mystery Man. Apparently he jumped out of an airplane and then he called us while in the air.
I think he's where we are right now.
He's skydiving.
He was on the Zeppelin.
Yeah, he just jumped out of the Zeppelin.
He was in Crank. He called us while he was falling through the air on his cell phone.
Right. After last week's show, I was pretty damn hungry too by the time the show ended. I was just thinking about food. We were talking about steak and stuff. And hey, I love food. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I have to say one thing about lobster. Every New Year's, I go to MaineLobsterDirect.com. These great fishermen, they send you these things right off the boat. You can get, they have like 8 different sizes, and there is nothing more satisfying than steaming a lobster on New Year's Eve and then eating the entire thing.
Wow.
Ripping that whole like head piece off, and then you have that green liver there. And all that.
And
like,
it is true what he says. A lobster is essentially a sea bug, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a cockroach of the sea. It gets off the bottom.
I mean, it's like a giant shrimp, which is also
Yeah, I love sea bugs. But
it's like catfish, too. Catfish is also a bottom feeder.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing. Okay, we'll eat bugs in the ocean. Not on dry land. At least they do in some cultures. Not in our culture.
Chocolate cockroaches, grasshoppers, and shit.
One, two, three. Go and eat it.
I love that lady. We've gotten so much enjoyment out of her.
You know, I'd rather eat a lobster than like one of those poisonous puffy fish that they eat in like Japan or something.
Yeah, what is that? The one that if it's not prepared right, you could die?
Yeah.
Is it really worth eating?
Like, I remember there was an episode of that chef's tour, that Anthony Bourdain show that he did on Food Network, where he went and ate one and his face went numb.
Wow. I've seen his show before and it's crazy. He'll try anything and stuff. I'm like, I wouldn't try that. Don't put that in your mouth.
His new show is in its second season on the Travel Channel. It's called No Reservations.
Right.
And it is a really, really entertaining show.
Yeah.
The guy
I'd love to see that show in HD. The footage that he gets of the locales and stuff is great.
Yeah, I think all those shows are shot in HD, but it's just, you know, there isn't the bandwidth for all those channels to be in HD yet.
Eventually they will, I guess. Or it's probably on Dish Network, and we don't have that.
No, I think, it could be. I'm seriously thinking about switching over to Dish Network now that I've canceled DirecTV.
Just try it out. Do they do the thing? DirecTV is like, oh, by the way, you can't quit us for 2 years
that's a crock of shit.
Yeah, what is that crap? It's like, I can
now,
do anything I want. I'm a
and
customer.
Now if you spend like $300 on one of their receivers, you have to return it to them because it's leased. They tell you that is a small upfront fee.
spend $300 on something and then I'm leasing it also? I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm leasing anything.
From Best Buy, the box.
Yeah, I can understand if you do that deal as a first-time customer where they install four boxes in your house and you don't pay anything and that's a leasing fee.
Right.
But not pay for something.
Yeah, like with cable, they charge you like a $5 monthly fee for the box because you don't own it.
Right, and that
I
can accept.
I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, I can accept that, but if I'm leasing something I paid for, it's like I bought a car and paid cash for it, but still I get charged like $100 a month.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's bullshit. But let's go ahead and get into entertainment, or we're going to just keep rapping. What do you say?
Yo, yo, yo.
Now, Steven, the genius of TiVo is you just watched Heroes before the show on a Zeppelin. How incredible is technology?
Fantastic.
Let's go ahead and get into our favorite TiVo shows. What do you say?
Let's do it.
No movies this week. No talk of the new Hannibal movie. Don't care.
Not talking about the Grammys happening tonight.
Yeah, no talk of Norbit. Let's just go ahead and get into the TiVo.
Norbit!
Bill, I'll always love this part in Attack of the Clones where Padme falls out of the ship and he's like, land the ship! We gotta go back for Padme! And he's like, think about it, Anakin. You'd be expelled from the Jedi Order. What would Padme do if she was in this position? And he goes, she would do her duty. I love the line, she will do her duty.
He just saying that she would shit her pants?
Yeah. But here's the part.
Oh no, I shat my pants.
They follow Dooku to this hangar, and then they fight him, right? Well, Padme's unconscious. She wakes up and she goes, come on, m'lady, we gotta go. And she goes, wait, we have to get to that hangar. How the hell does she know they're at a hangar? She's unconscious. She didn't see where they went. Plot hole. Not even a plot hole. Major oversight in screenwriting.
Do her duty, Count Dooku. Yeah. I wonder if George Lucas is obsessed with shit.
He's got a shit fetish. He likes the duty.
He's a fecophiliac.
Fecophiliac.
George Lucas likes the poo-poo.
He has an intense amount of scat films.
Scat films.
A Japanese scat collection.
Nice. Now, wait, before we get into any of this stuff, and let's stop talking about shit, by the way. There was a story about this crazy astronaut lady. What was that about?
Oh, man, speaking of shit.
It was on every channel. Every news story was about this astronaut lady who kidnapped someone.
She kidnapped someone, but there's no murder plot, but they arrested her for attempted murder.
Right. Well,
the thing that confused the hell out of me was, okay, what I understand is this chick was obsessed with a guy, even though the guy was married or with someone else, mm-hmm, and never had any interest in this woman.
Right.
But she was obsessed with him, so she drove, like, I don't know, like 12 hours.
900 miles.
Right.
Okay, so she drove 900 miles in a pair of Depends so she could just piss herself instead of stopping.
And, wow.
And I wonder if
it's like, wait a second, don't you have to stop for gas? Because
I wonder if she had to change her diaper on the way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you do have to stop for gas, right? Still,
yeah.
It's not like the car gets 900 miles on a tank.
Okay, so she gets there. Did she get a hold of the woman?
I think so.
But she was arrested with, like, rope and tape and an axe or hatchet.
She was going to murder this person, wasn't she?
And then chop them up and put her in plastic bags or something?
Hello.
Vanessa, you're here. We were just talking about the crazy astronaut lady.
Crazy astronaut lady?
Yeah, you haven't heard about that?
You haven't watched the news this week at all?
Too busy making dinner.
Get me started on that.
She was kidnapping someone.
She was kidnapping another female astronaut or something.
Right, but...
Oh, yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
But it was funny, do you guys ever watch The Daily Show with Jon Stewart? He talked about this, how every ridiculous title name, headline title for this astronaut story has been taken. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Just listen to this.
I guess you might say she's a real space oddity. Wait, I'm sorry? Oh, Charlie Gibson already used that one? Oh, all right. She certainly had the wrong stuff. Is that... I'm sorry? Paul is on? Oh. Astronaut? Really? Fox News and Daily News? Lost in space.
Taken.
How about very accomplished woman in tragic local story? Anybody? Okay, we can use it. All right.
That's like, you know, the news. They just come up with every stupid title they can. It's like whenever there's a Britney story, oops, she did it again, everyone. Yeah. They just do every cliche they can think of.
Yeah, they love putting that graphic up with a catchy title. Their whole ratings is about that.
Now, one thing that this proves, when you see movies and a woman is a scientist, like, say, Christmas Jones and James Bond movies, Denise Richards, that ain't what female scientists look like, sir. That is not what they look like. They look hoagly. They got messy hair. They don't wear makeup. Bugly. But they do put out.
They love that.
Well, they're stuck on the space station with one other person. So.
Yeah. A Russian cosmonaut named Yuri.
Yeah,
they're either
SpaceX.
They're either rubbing one out themselves or...
Huh? Steven, what are you talking about?
Space masturbation.
Astronaut?
Speaking of rubbing one out, we have lost Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, yeah. My God, it's so sad.
It was so bizarre when I saw that because, you know, her... When she was first, like, in Playboy, she looked like, what's her name, Marilyn Monroe, and she was just really hot. Even her big fake titties were okay with
it. I remember she started out as a Guess Jeans model. You would see her, like, in the back of Rolling Stone in an ad or something. And,
talk about a tragedy.
But here's the thing. She seemed hot. You know, you'd see her in an ad, but then you hear her talk. And then there was a period of time where she gained like 400 pounds and she had, remember her Bad E show?
Yeah.
Where she was just like drugged all the time.
What was that show called?
The Anna Nicole show.
Is that what it was called? Or?
Wow, I had some what was that show called? No. Amazing.
And the theme song was like, Anna Nicole, she's so outrageous. She's so deceased.
You just kind of wonder if anybody had her on like a Deadpool for this year.
I don't know.
I've never done a Deathpool in my life.
Yeah, I wouldn't do one.
Yeah,
of those.
That's sick.
Oh, yeah, you're so above that.
Well, no, dude.
No, I would be horrible at predicting it.
No, okay, let's move on. Vanessa, thank you for coming back. We will announce the winner of the Where's Vanessa sweepstakes next week. Apparently, Vanessa's been found. We found her under a rock. But American Idol this week. Oh, my God. Let's check it out. This guy, he's doing some weird stuff that, I mean, I know this is radio, but just hold out for the singing part, okay? So everyone be patient.
It says you're flexible and do a lot of weird movements with your body.
Like to dance, move.
Ah. Wow.
Whoa.
Just like.
You are flexible.
You know how I learned that from?
Who did you learn
you.
From?
Oh, yes.
And then I know the rules, and then I know how to break, and then I always know that. But I'm never gonna make it without you, and I never let you fall.
Wow.
The guy is extremely talented.
And extremely gay.
I love
him.
You think?
In a moment, all the world can change. Let go of yesterday.
I saw a girl this week that had a similar singing style where it was just mumbling.
I love that guy. I'll like listen to that every once in a while, and I'm like, I'm going to try again today to see what the guy's saying, and it never works.
Is this the real life? Oh, is this just fantasy?
It is just fantasy. I love it. Now, on American Idol, they're now past that, and they're like the semifinals where they're actually singing, right? They've got their picks.
I think it's this week.
This week starts.
Oh, that's starting this week. Okay, this is when I stop watching. You guys tell me about it next week, okay?
All the bad singers are pretty much gone.
Right, that sucks.
But what am I supposed to say?
Bill, Friday Night Lights. Now, this week, it was interesting. We've talked about before, Bill, how... this show will do a storyline, say, like, the roids.
steroids.
But the show does it in a way where it's not stereotypical, cliche-like. It's not 90210. Like, for instance, this week there was kind of a racist issue, or it was completely blown out of proportion, but the way this show handles it shows how it could actually be misconstrued in reality.
Yeah.
Now,
well, it was Mac McGill, the assistant coach, was doing an interview, and this reporter was prodding him for basically manipulated.
He's not a man who's good with words. He's used to yelling at football players.
he kind of did the Jimmy the Greek thing, where he, like, Jimmy the Greek said that the slave owners would match their big black with their big black woman, and then it made a stronger, you know, so he kind of got into that murky racist area about how blacks are better athletes, and that just spiraled out of control.
I mean, the guy probably is a racist, but he's
mildly ignorant, yes.
Right, and just listening to the scene, you can tell how he was totally just like, he had marbles in his mouth. He didn't know what to say.
You worried about next week's game against Dunstan Valley?
Why, you know something we don't.
Almost all white team. Had some trouble recently with that hazing of a player in blackface.
We don't give a dang about all that. We're just going down there to play football, and God willing, come away one game closer to state.
Are you saying that race isn't an issue for the Dillon Panthers, Mac?
No, sir, it's not.
Yet Dillon was one of the last high school teams in Texas to be integrated. Only one black quarterback in 40 years, Voodoo Tatum. He left after two games.
Which had nothing to do with the skin color. Look, you show me a red or a black or a green player here in Dillon, it's better than Matt Saracen, and he's got the job, all right?
What about Smash Williams? He played quarterback on JV. He's got quite an arm.
Smash for quarterback?
Yeah.
I believe Smash is better suited for the position he's in.
How do you mean?
Well, guys like Smash and Baxter and even Voodoo, they got a natural gift for running the ball.
All three are black. Are you saying this gift has something to do with their skin color?
What I'm saying, Karen, and I'm saying it in a good way, is that guys like Smash are fearless. They're dangerous. They're like junkyard dogs. I mean, you want them carrying the ball. You want them tearing up turf out there.
So let me get this straight. Whites,
you
should have
just turned away.
Yeah, because they're inherently smarter.
Well, you want to put it that way, you could. But yeah, I'm not saying that all black guys are dumb. I'm just saying that they got a dip.
I need to talk to you.
Coach, just a couple more.
It's getting late. You know how it is.
I don't think you got your story.
Please, let me give him enough rope to hang himself.
Yeah. We almost had it completely around his neck.
No, I don't think he's completely innocent, but I think it's...
I think the guy shouldn't be talking to reporters.
He's the assistant coach. He is not the he's not the representative of the team.
And the
he should not be talking to them.
It got blown completely out of proportion. It was on the radio. It was on the news. So everyone thinks that this coach at the school is racist. At first, some of the black players don't care. They know who the guy is, but it gets blown out of proportion. And then they're like, you know what? Yeah, he is racist. It doesn't help that some of the white kids, they're like, hey, who cares, man? He didn't mean anything by it. And the stupid people seem to speak up to defend him. That's what it seemed to me, Bill. The ignorant guys would go, oh, just get over it. And that doesn't help anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was that scene where Riggins went to Smash at his work, at his job, and said, listen, can you talk to your boys? And
this was completely handled badly. But in the middle of all of it, we had some funny stuff. We had the Powder Puff game. And you know what that is in Texas? I don't know. Is it in every state?
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. Yeah.
Where the girls play football against each other.
Yeah. Right.
But before we get on that, I want to say that this whole race storyline could have fallen into an extremely cliched pit of, like, mediocrity.
Right.
And they kept it so sharp and the writing so well done that it didn't. That's what I love about this show. Every time you think that it's going to fall into that trap of typical television writing, it doesn't.
Right. It's like Landry. They have a school rally thing where you can air out your differences. He's like, I have more in common with this black guy sitting next to me genetically than I do to some white guy from in another state or something. And they're like, what? What is he talking about? I love Landry. But, okay, here's the thing. There's the Powder Puff game, and Julie's been hanging around Tyra, and she's been skipping school, so her mom forces her to play in the Powder Puff game.
After last week with her boyfriend Matt doing the
rally girl thing,
all that, they're kind of on the outs, so yeah, it's so even more tension with him being her coach.
And now she has to work with him. And how great was this scene? We'll just kind of brush over this stuff, but she has to play Powderpuff, so she's real cranky. She comes home, and her dad's yelling at her, you know, hey, don't be short with us and stuff. And he's like, sorry, Dad, I'm just really upset. I've had Matt yelling at me about stupid quarterback stuff all day. And he goes, wait, you're the quarterback? And she's like, yeah. And he goes, well, that's really interesting. Well, come here. And they start talking football. And it's just, you see how he completely turns around.
Yeah, and that was a really great scene, though, whenever they were outside and he was teaching her plays and everything. It just, the bonding between father and daughter was just really, really well done.
And another thing about Landry is Matt's wondering what he can do to get Julie back, and Landry always provides a great bit of wisdom. Let's check this out.
I can't believe I picked Julie third. Now she hates me.
I'm telling you, I was reading up on pheromones last night. I really think they work.
There's no smell that's going to make Julie not hate me anymore.
A lot of studies have shown that responses to odors, you know, depend on emotions felt whenever that odor was first smelled.
Okay, even if that wasn't the stupidest thing that I've ever heard, I mean, I don't even know what kind of smell that Julie would like.
Well, I mean, she likes her dad, doesn't she? So why don't you figure out what type of soap he uses? And you can go out and get that kind of soap.
You're retarded.
Good old Landry. And there's a whole thing where Tyra sees her mom working with Buddy Garrity, and he's got his hands all over her. He's having her stay late at work. He brings her a meal. So she takes out all of her anger on Buddy, on Lila at the football game. And how great was the scene where Landry is the ref, and he's yelling at the coach to get off his sideline?
Yeah.
That was
and
great.
And he throws a yellow flag at him. This is your one and only warning.
So basically the whole episode comes down to Smash tries to talk to Mac McGill about all this. He goes, can we talk about it? And he goes, son, I don't have to talk to you about anything. You're just some punk-ass high school boy. You better drop this now or you're off the team. And he was like, what? He's like, where the hell did that come from? He just wanted to talk to him. He's like, I had enough of this crap. So he decides, okay, he was kind of passive about the whole thing, wasn't he? He didn't want to get involved. And his girlfriend doesn't like it. She's one of those activist type person. She's involved in human rights, that kind of thing. And it's even worse when the coach made Mac apologize on the news.
Oh,
and his apology was so just like, well, if anybody's upset, sorry about that. And it's like, what the hell kind of apology is that?
Yeah, you think he's going to come out and give a lengthy apology?
Yeah, even say
he doesn't know what he's sorry for, though.
Yeah, what I have to say is misconstrued. And he even says, I'm not going to apologize to all them PC bastards. And he goes, it's not just PC people, it's everybody. It's all been blown out of proportion. Smash organizes all the black players on the team to quit. And at the very end of the show, they don't listen to what Mac says, and they all walk off and take their helmets. So, you know, everything's kind of, what's going to happen next week? I don't know.
Yeah, because they have state to worry about now.
Yeah, this is not what I think Mac's going to have to get fired over this. That's the only way they're going to fix everything.
Yeah, that's the only way I see this really coming out at this point.
But, you know, people have never watched the show. They're like, this sounds like a heavy thing. I'm not going to watch this show. No, trust me, it's a great show, and it's got laughs, it's got serious stuff. It's basically Football Galactica, I think.
You know what? I would have to say the same thing. Whereas, you know, Battlestar Galactica is current issues in a futuristic space setting. This is current issues in, you know, little town Texas.
And it's written so smart. The show is so smart. Even
if this thing doesn't pick up Emmy Awards this year, it will be a crime.
Those are going to Grey's Anatomy and
Please. They did Desperate one of those Housewives event episodes last week, and it was so horrible.
Big boat hitting the dock.
Let's go ahead and get into Heroes. And before I start on Heroes, I have an open letter to NBC. Fire your little announcer guy. The guy who says, an exceptional Heroes.
this week on Heroes.
It's like, honey, you met Claire's mommy. Now meet her daddy.
It's like, we've already met him.
It's like, you know what? Shut the hell up. It's like, this week on Heroes, two heroes square off. Someone will die. Well, have you guys seen the new commercials? Someone flies. Someone dies. Okay, hey, NBC, people are watching your show. It's a number one show. Stop messing with it with your stupid crap. Am I right?
They did not say someone flies, someone dies.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
And you know what? They're not – the whole save the cheerleader, save the world thing I thought was stupid, but it caught on after a while. Like, oh, I'm used to it. Stop trying to catch lightning in a bottle twice, okay? The someone flies, someone dies shit ain't going to happen. Were people going around saying, are you on the list? That didn't catch on. Just stop it, okay? Stop it, NBC. I will watch your show every week. I will talk about it on this show. But stop with your, an exception. Oh, not even that. After
every
that,
week's exceptional.
I saw a commercial for SVU Law and Order, and it said, this week, an exceptional SVU. And I was like, whoa, all their shows are exceptional now? And even the worst part,
the only adjective they know,
Studio 60, it said, an episode of Studio 60, America will be talking about. No, America didn't say shit about that show.
Because nobody's watching it. It's horrible.
Stop. I mean, we made fun of the Mariska Hargitay where it was like, Emmy-worthy performance. And you know what was crazy? She won the Emmy that year.
Yeah, that was a little, that was surreal.
So basically that announcer guy, precog powers.
He's a hero.
He already knows. I know this is exceptional. I haven't even seen it. Whoa, I'm tuning in. Let's go ahead and get into heroes, okay? I'm going to shut up now. How cool is this? We learned that Peter retains the powers of people he's around. He just doesn't have it. He just needs to sort out his head where he's all, he's too emo, basically. Is that what it comes down to, Bill?
It's
yeah,
the hair.
He is 100%. He is too emo. He was too obsessed with his emotions.
And the invisible guy, what's his name?
Invisible guy.
Yeah, invisible dude.
Invisible dude. He pretty much tries to tell him how it is in life.
Spend a lot of time moving around people's homes, their bedrooms. You get to know people if you see them when they think they're alone. You see them for what they truly are, selfish, deceitful, and gassy.
So what is that, your big truth about the world?
The sooner you learn it, the sooner we get that collar off your neck. People suck, friend. Every last one of them. Never forget that.
Not all of them.
Oh, right. There's a girl.
She's not like the rest of them.
Everyone's like the rest. That's why they're the rest. Fine. Let's go and see what your girl's up to, then maybe we can clear your head.
Wait, you want to spy on her? Look, you can follow her all you want, I'm telling you, she's not like that.
Well then, no harm in taking a look.
Let's go ahead and call him Cynical Invisible Guy.
I think we should just call him Doctor Who.
Yeah, that would fit, wouldn't it? The whole thing with Peter is he's trying to get that guy to sort his problems out. And he goes and he sees Simone talks to Isaac, and of course they have a nice time on the roof and all that. And so he sees that, hey, she's not that great a person, right? Oh my God. And Peter goes all emo on us again. Doesn't he always go emo?
Yeah.
But here's the best part. The invisible guy pushes him off the roof and tells him to fly. How great was that? He lands on the... Get he
the
gets
big.
Skewered on the taxi cab. And he even goes, son of a bitch! It's like, dude, why'd you push me off? You know, what if it didn't work or whatever? And I love he goes, oh my God! And he starts overloading, and all the invisible guy does is just punch him in the face.
And knock him out.
It's like, yeah, it's a start. I love that character. He's got a great character. He's got, because Peter, he's so like, he's not dull, but he's so kind of self-involved. The invisible guy has this personality that makes it very entertaining. The same thing with, like, Hero and Ando. He goes to meet his dad, and it's very serious. Sulu is his dad. But at the same time, you have Ando talking about, man, your sister's hot. And I love it. He's like, when did you put cologne on? How great was that scene? Like, Ando all of a sudden has cologne on because he thinks he's... sister's totally hot.
He keeps it on him just in case his sister shows up.
And do you guys realize, I mean, how good are the subtitles on the show where we're basically watching like a 10-minute scene with Japanese and we're totally following it? You don't even think about it, do you? You just kind of...
Not really.
You're into the scene.
Well, I'm sure some of Middle America thinks it's the most irritating thing.
I can't read them letters on the screen.
What the hell are they saying?
It's a damn letterbox. That's not what letterbox is, idiot.
He gets his sister, gives his sister his job. She can run his dad's company. And did everyone notice the license plate on his car?
Yes.
Yeah. It was the Enterprise number.
I thought that was cool. This show, it's got a good sense of humor, but there's also the serious stuff, like Siler escaping. And I love Siler. He's a great character. And how great was it when he went to meet HRG's wife?
I'm sorry? Who are you?
I just came from the paper factory, ma'am. I'm just making delivery for your husband. And I saw this little guy in the street. Now, somebody must have left the back door open. Oh, I hope you don't mind. I took the liberty.
Well, aren't you sweet? And he was just out there in the yard? Oh.
Just chewing on a sprinkler head.
Who left those doors open, Mr. Muggles? Claire or Lyle, you tell me so I can tan their ass. Yeah.
Well, thanks for inviting me in. I always wanted to see where Mr. Bennett lived.
It is so funny how all y'all call him Mr. Bennett over there. I've always just known him as Stop That You, No More Shoes.
Oh, she almost told us.
Shoelaces can't get enough.
That's funny. I never really imagined him as much of a dog person.
Siler's such a nice guy, isn't he?
A little larger when he's drilling. He mostly talks about Claire. I was hoping to meet her, actually. I've heard so much about her.
Well, she has promised to be home for dinner, which means a half an hour late. My son is at a Taekwondo sleepover tonight. That means an extra plate. Why don't you stay for dinner? Least I can offer my new hero.
Are you sure? It's not too much trouble.
I will call my husband and tell him to expect you. What did you say your name was again, Mr.?
Siler.
George.
Oh, I don't think you'll reach him at the office, though. Last I saw, he was just swamped.
I told Claire to get a move on. She said she'd be back soon.
The cheerleader, huh?
Co-captain by junior year.
Wow.
Although not so much these days. They dissolved the team because of some horrible event at the school.
I heard about that. That must have been hard on poor Claire.
You are awfully interested in my daughter.
Well, ever since I've seen what she can do, I guess you could say I'm a fan. She's really quite gifted.
Picked her brain.
Yes.
Oh, you've been to a game?
Yeah, I guess I have. I just couldn't get over those irresistible talents of hers.
I should check with my husband again. Excuse me.
I'd rather you didn't,
so I can surprise him.
How did you do that?
I'm special. Just like Claire. Well, different, but you catch the meaning. It's a shame I'll have to kill her. And maybe I'll kill you first. I really haven't decided yet.
I love how the scene goes from kind of a nice friendly chat to very creepy. Yeah.
The moment he says, I admire her talents, it's like,
I'm going to try to kill my husband.
She's only 16.
And how great was that? He's about to kill her, and he does that creepy, hi. And right then, HRG busts in and busts a cap in his ass. How sweet was that? And you see from scenes to next week, I don't think Siler's going to be caught for a while. He's going to be out there wreaking some havoc. And I just love a bad guy like this. No one is just simply heroic, like, say, Clark Kent, who never strays unless he gets a splinter from some gray kryptonite or red kryptonite or something. You know, some people are flawed individuals, okay? This show, someone like Lex would have the superpowers.
Well, the only one who seems to be kind of care about everyone else would be a hero himself. He's more about helping other people than himself.
And Peter's bogged down by, he's always concerned about what's going on with everybody too. So there are people that mean well, but also they have their own things going on. But
Peter's far too emo to be a superhero.
Right. But that's what I love about Siler. He's just, he craves power. Everybody's got some cool powers. Hey, I would want him too, wouldn't you? I just hope he's not eating brains. That's really gross. I still think he is eating brains.
I think so.
And I really feel sorry for Mrs. Bennett. Her mind has been erased so many times. And you even see it happens again in this episode where he's like, honey, I'll make it all better. And she's so confused.
And she gets she's got the headache. And you don't know if that's from the actual spill or was it from the mind erasure, you know?
I think she probably has a concussion or something. Yeah. And she didn't even go see a doctor. I don't know why my head hurts so bad. Just turn out the lights. The lights hurt me. And thank God.
Giant knot on the side of my head. Don't know where it
came from. I was more worried about Mr. Muggles, and thank God Mr. Muggles turned out okay.
Mr. Muggles?
That's right. Mr. Muggles is just fine.
What would have been great is whenever Siler got real creepy, if he would have, like, drop-kicked Mr. Muggles out a window.
Yeah, I was waiting for that, and I would have loved it. Nikki, she is freed from the asylum after she completely assaults the psych lady. Did you like all the taser burns in her outfit?
Yeah, that was classic.
So is that lady, like, she killed that lady, didn't she?
No, she wasn't. No, they showed her moaning on the ground.
Oh,
yeah. I think I'd be moaning.
It's like, these chains are so tough, they could hold an elephant. Da-da, Nikki, bam, busts through.
But she's freed because of the Linderman guy. When are they going to introduce this guy? And who's your bets on who's going to play Linderman? Hal Holbrook, maybe? Gabe Kaplan?
No, William Shatner. I'm thinking of Babs' husband.
Dabney Coleman?
No.
Gabe Kaplan?
Who's the guy married to?
Mick Jagger?
James Barbara Brolin. Streisand. Yeah, James Brolin.
James Brolin. Yes, that would be awesome. I'm hoping a Scientologist, so let's see.
It's going to be Shatner.
No, he's too busy on Boston Legal. It can't be him.
No, it's going to be Quato from Total Recall.
Awesome. No, you know who it's going to be? I have it figured out. It's going to be Joe Mantegna. Awesome. He doesn't have any work since Joan of Arcadia got canceled.
Well, what about Adam Arkin? He hasn't worked since Chicago Hope.
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy. They've already had the Star Trek. Hamill. Some Star Wars.
Oh my God. I would totally shit my pants if it was Mark Hamill.
That would be awesome.
So cool.
Or Billy Dee, my man Lando. Okay, let's stop.
But Mark Hamill would just like... I would have a geekgasm if Mark Hamill was Linderman.
That's why they need to do it, because this show is playing up to the fanboy, isn't it? They give us what we want.
Fuck Lando Calrissian.
Whoa.
I need some Colt 45 to chill out here.
What this show has over Lost is they answer questions every single week. And another show that does that...
And it asks questions at the same time.
That's right. Another show, Smallville. The serial of Smallville. Am I right? Every week there's more questions with the answers. For instance, all of a sudden, Lana's got a stalker who's taking pictures of her and sending them to her phone.
Sprint.
Yeah, her Sprint phone.
Sprint.
What I love about Smallville is there's a lot of company plugs in the show. She always uses AOL. Chloe does. You always see AOL.
She's
like
a super sleuth, and you need AOL to really find things.
I want to see an episode where Chloe tries to cancel AOL, and Clark has to go bust some ass.
That'd
so
be
she can.
A miniseries.
My friend said she wanted AOL canceled.
There's a cancellation fee.
It turns out LexCorp owns a stake in AOL, and no one can cancel it for some evil means. AOL, actually, in the operating system, there's Meteor Rock, and it's doing shit to your computer. But anyway, I'm going to stop giving the writers story ideas, and let's talk about this for a second. Lana's got a psycho reporter taking pictures of her, and Lex is really, really concerned, but he's got to go out of town on business.
Yeah, he's really
He's not all that concerned.
There's a great scene where he's out of town, but he has her goons. He has his goons protecting her, security guys who totally suck. They're bumbling. And she has this nice nightie, this negligee, and it has a card. What does it say? I want to see you in this.
And he flips it over. When I kill you.
I want you to wear this.
When I kill you.
Oh, like, scary. Did it say over in parentheses?
Yeah, I had an arrow. Like you do when you're a little kid. Over. Oh, when I kill you. Oh my God.
I just wondering. It says, you know, it's like, I want you to wear this. He's like looking. There's nobody signed it on this side. Let's see if they signed it on the other.
And how pathetic is it as I was thinking in my head, you know, total guy. Is she going to put that outfit on? I was just wondering.
I'm just looking for XXOOXX.
Exactly.
And she's got her butcher knife, and she goes out, and all the press takes a picture of her with her butcher knife. And Lex calls the security guy. Why is there footage of my fiance flipping out on every news channel? But it turns out they think it's some crappy paparazzi guy. Clark enlists the aid of Jimmy Olsen to help him break into the guy's flat. That's what they call it in England, Steven. And he's got footage of Lana everywhere. He's got footage of her sitting on steps somewhere. Where does Lana sit on steps? I don't know.
Taking a dump.
And Clark's toilet cam once again on the show. The hospital's back on Smallville. We missed the hospital. It's usually on every episode. It's been, like, missing on the last, what,
three or four episodes? Yeah.
They had to redo the hospital.
Well, they've got the closed down wing. Did you guys notice this?
Tell me if you noticed this, Bill.
The abandoned wing of the hospital.
For no reason, they gave us a beat on the doctor where they made us think the doctor was a killer. How it's like. Why don't you take her to the abandoned wing? You'll be able to protect her well. And then the security guy leaves the room, and then they do a close-up on the doctor, kind of like...
Yeah, I thought I was watching Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
It's that obvious.
But that had nothing to do with anything.
You wait
right
for
there.
The rubber mask to come off, and it's actually that security guard.
Right. But to go ahead and skip ahead, it turned out to be this creepy security guy who was stalking her. Let's check it out, because he really did care about Lana deep down.
He's been watching her for months.
You're the one who's been calling. You killed Brady.
I wasn't supposed to. He figured out that it had to be someone on Lex's security team. I couldn't let him stop me from saving you.
Saving
you? Killed Brady.
From who? The photographer you killed? Was he just a part of all of this?
He had a part to play, but your ex messed it up.
Wanted to shoot him in front of me, didn't you? But Clark stopped him before you could get there.
Lex is infecting you. You're starting to talk like him, think like him. It makes me sick what he's doing to you.
I've got the diarrhea.
I can give you your life back.
Right. I never wanted any of this. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And now I can't get out. Help me.
It's gonna be okay. I promise. I'm gonna save you.
It's very nice of him. He cares about you. Oh, whoa! Hey! And then she hits him over the head with a bottle. There's a weird Kubrickian Shining moment. She runs out in the snow, and he's got an axe, and I thought he was going to limp, and she was going to run into Lex's hedge maze, and then he was going to freeze sitting still.
My favorite part of the entire show was whenever they were in the abandoned wing of the hospital, which was so convenient, that she runs into the room full of the IV
poles.
There's like 1,000 of them. She's like,
yeah, and it's like it's so dramatic.
And then the guy comes in. He's got his camera.
It's like, wait a second. I work in hospitals. There's never an abandoned wing.
Unless it's like some creepy mental hospital from 100 years ago.
This is where we stack all of our old IV poles. You mean you don't need these anymore in your hospital, even though you have an abandoned wing?
This is the IV pole room?
Yeah, the IV pole room. This is the IV storage pole room.
I've seen them, but I've never seen that many in one place.
Yeah. Now,
this is where we just leave open wall framing, and this is where we hang our plastic sheeting.
After all of this, guys, we still get a Lex and Clark moment. Let's check it out. It's genius.
Looks like you're working out some issues there.
Just doing a little honest work, Lex. You should try it sometime.
Ooh. Why start now? My life's perfect.
What do you want?
Nothing. I just wanted to take a little sleigh ride down memory lane. Visit the scene of the crime. Hey, there's where you took my fiance after kidnapping her. Right before you tried to kill me. I wasn't myself that night. I'm sorry. Sorry? What, that you didn't finish the job?
No, you had food poisoning, a little bad Chinese.
Yeah, I'm still a bit fuzzy on the details, but with you trying to choke the life out of me. But what fascinates me is how after all that, Lana could still feel safe coming here.
That was her choice.
Great home
had nothing
cooking.
To do with it.
You never do.
There's nothing more right. comforting than a man getting his throat.
See, I understand the allure of trying to unravel the mystery of Clark Kent. I suffered from it once, too.
Cue music.
When I thought you mattered.
I was just going to say that.
Are we done?
Cue the Lifehouse.
Nothing left but the formalities.
Well said, Lex. Tell me what I'm supposed
to do with all. Don't look so surprised, Clark. Lana still
so
cares
pointed.
About you, I know that. Cause I don't know. And I know what it would mean to her having you there. And tell me
how I'm supposed to feel. Is that really what you want, Lex?
What I want? What I want is to make Lana happy for the rest of her life. I want you to be there on our wedding day. To see what you lost.
I want you to eat a shit sandwich while watching.
Make sure you are a CP. We need a head count for the reception. How
we woke up one day somehow. Cue rock out. Yeah!
Exactly. Volume up.
Got a red jacket with blue flannel.
Excellent episode. I love the Smallville, guys. That was Smallville this week. It looks like it gets better.
It always gets better.
How can it not get better?
Can I ask you guys this about an episode like this? You know, they like tag on the Lex and Lana getting married, but it's just the filler episode. Lana being stalked by some security guys?
Yeah, this was filler.
I'm going to wonder. I got to wonder how long they're going to keep mining this Lex and Lana thing.
I do, too. The thing I wonder is, can they not fill the whole season with a good storyline? Why do they have all this crap?
I just wonder, is she actually going to have the kid? Or
right.
is something going to happen? And where
well,
it's...
the whole thing here
I
is...
Stephen's the only one thinking
she
that.
Discovers...
I'm just thinking that.
Wait, here's the whole thing is she has this chisel that supposedly stabbed Clark and it's all bent up. At the end, it's gone. Somebody took it out of her drawer.
I think it ran away with the dish and the spoon.
So she's very curious about what's going on with Clark.
And Clark's doing woodwork at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, did you guys like that? And he sounds like, you know, he's asking me if he's working some issues out. It almost like, so, sorry to walk in on you masturbating in the barn.
Looks like you're working out some issues there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got to rub one out real quick. Excuse me.
Watch out. This will blow out the side of the barn.
Don't want to be in the path of this. Oh, no, thanks. Okay, you can talk and you can insult me. I can insult you.
Let's get into 24. How many of you guys knew that James Cromwell was actually a bad guy? Spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen it.
It was so obvious, though.
Because the last, you know, we have Graham, his bald brother, his henchmen taking him out. Jack kicks their asses, and then his dad shoots the bad guy. And he's like, Dad, what did you come for? He's like, oh, just in case. And it's like right then I was like, oh, he's shutting them up so Jack can't interrogate him. And this reminded me, he's basically Dudley from L.A. Confidential. Do you remember that movie? So I'm waiting for Rollo Tomasi to show up. And it's really
I'm
sad.
I'm waiting for Babe the Pig to come up and go, I'm disappointed in you, Farmer Hoggett.
Me too.
There's
I'm waiting for that
bite.
Too. That's a drop for the rest of the... That's going to last forever. That drop. So, okay, Jack's brother
Jack's interrogating him. How great was this? He's torturing his brother, yet holding him, comforting him at the same time. He's like, it's okay. Just tell me what I need to know. Tell me where I am. Oh, it's okay. And he hugs him again. It's just like,
let me inject you with this nerve pain-inducing shit.
I guess that's...
I hold you.
Is that the same stuff they kept injecting into Peter Weller last season, where he's like, oh, God, it hurts.
And then they ended up killing him?
Yeah. So it's all, he basically, he told Jack that, hey, I'm responsible to Michelle Dessler, Tony Almeida, President Palmer. I masterminded all of it, and he wants to kill him, but he decides not to. He's his brother. And then his dad goes in to have a little chat with old Graham.
Everyone thinks Jack is so tough. Now maybe he is. So am I. It's nice to know that I can take anything
outside
he can dish out.
Underwater?
I told him about Palmer. Yeah, I had to give him something to make him think I cracked, but I kept you out of it. It's going to get a lot worse. He's not finished.
Is there the mic in a toilet in the other room?
They're in a padded cell, so it doesn't have real good acoustics.
They're showering together.
He'll do things that will make this seem like a kickball. Like I said, I can take it.
Can he get my back, Dad?
I'd like to do that. Problem is, I have to be sure.
I can't quite reach my crack.
You can be.
Stick.
I'll hold my mud, Dad. Everything's going exactly according to plan. Jack bought the ruse. Oh, I know. I'm sure we convinced him that you were going to have me killed as well.
I'm sure you're going to come home.
You skate free. Get me out when you can. Meanwhile, the company lives on. Dad, stick to the plan. That's what you've always said, right? Make a plan. Stick to it.
Yes, we will get this pig to this sheep herding contest.
I would never betray you, Dad. I love you.
Yes, it was Ferdinand, the duck. He betrayed
you. You've been a good boy. Done everything I asked. Only this time, I asked too much. Sorry. Dad.
My son's had a seizure!
Please,
get in there now, hurry up!
Bud.
What happened? Is he gonna make it?
I don't know. Please, give us the room so we can work. Get CTU medical now!
My God. If you killed my son, I swear, you're gonna regret it for the rest of your life.
That'll do, pig.
Man, Jack's dad's an asshole.
Ooh, do not go in there.
After all that Jack's been through, his dad is a mastermind behind all this horrible stuff.
No wonder Jack is so unstable.
He's like, dude, I'm moving to an island, okay? In
the
Cayman Islands.
For the first time in Jack's life, when he was held captive by the Chinese, I think it was the first time he ever really got any love and care.
They torture me at the same time every day. It's something I can count on. But also we have the whole thing behind the guy trying to find the triggers to the terrorist. He found a guy who will be perfect. And it turns out it's Morris, Chloe's boyfriend. All I know is this. Jack's kill count is down. Can we please have him kill at least 10 people in one episode, please?
Yeah, there's too much coddling going on.
Are they saving the big kills for the end?
I'm hoping that. And it hasn't been a bad show, don't get me wrong, but I like to see Jack kick some ass instead of torturing his brother for two episodes now.
Yeah, at this point he's just taking names. The ass kicking will come later.
And maybe they'll get Rollo Tomasi next season. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking
that
about.
That would rock.
Now guys, Lost is back. Just like if everyone remembers, instead of talking about the whole show, let's play a long clip playing the whole episode.
I'm not going to make it back to your side of the island because we're not on that island. We're on a smaller island, 2 miles offshore. Why don't we see if we can come up with some kind of peaceful resolution?
Would you call asking me to kill Ben while on the operating table? Make it look like an accident?
That's ridiculous.
She wants Ben.
Tom, he's
she said
lying.
That if I,
I
did it, then she would protect me.
No!
Did Juliet really ask you to kill him?
Yeah. In about 40 minutes, she's going to get her wish.
That's not helping anything.
What was that?
Could somebody please get Julie?
My boyfriend is being held prisoner. If you help me rescue him, I promise you I'll get you back to the other island.
Who the hell do you think I am, Jack Bauer?
I would like for you to go back in there, put Ben under, and finish the surgery. I'm going to go help your friends escape. Open the door!
Danny, I got Alex here. She's got Austin and Ford with her.
Where's Carl?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Give me the break. We don't have time for this. I'll do it.
Whoa, whoa, okay, all right. He's at the end of the hall, room 23.
Some park. Dude, we stumbled on a rave. Take some X.
Where's the glow sticks?
Look, they have energy drinks.
I think a vodka and Red Bull.
We're letting him go.
Letting him go?
Ben gave the order.
Ben's in surgery. I was just
he
there. Oh, he woke up, huh?
Shepard won't finish the surgery unless he knows his friends are off the island. Do you want Ben to die?
I know Ben would rather die than let them go.
Danny!
What?
Oh, shit!
That's the way I say hi, Danny!
You make me a promise.
Jack?
Promise me that you'll never come back here for me.
You crazy. Jack, please, where are you?
Promise.
I suppose getting shot's better than getting your head slammed in a door.
Let's go. What did he say that made you want to save his life?
He said that if I let him live, that he would finally let me go home.
You mean she's stuck there, too?
That's heavy, Doc.
This was a Juliet flashback episode, and they showed how she's into fertility and stuff, and her sister, played by Calamity Jane from Deadwood, I guess she's dying of cancer. Is that right, Bill?
It's a cancer-ridden, do-rag-wearing Calamity Jane.
And she's using these fertility drugs on her dying sister, I guess, to give her a baby before she dies?
I guess
kind of unstable there, and she's got a creepy husband.
Maybe she can't have a kid.
Who's having an affair.
Yes, with a hot Asian assistant.
That's her ex-husband.
Right, it's her ex-husband. But there's something about how she... Basically, he could easily blackmail her because he knows she's stealing fertility drugs from his company. And he wants all of her research to this great thing that she's done, which is make someone who can't get pregnant pregnant, who also has cancer, I guess. But she also has an interview with this company. Well, I don't even remember what the name of the company was. Do you guys?
No.
But
no.
It turns out it's basically the Dharma Initiative, isn't it? That's what I think. He says, you'll be somewhere in Portland. Eventually he says, well, we're not quite in Portland, when she asks if her sister can go. And she says she'd really like to. It's a great job, but there's no way her husband, ex-husband will let her go. And he's like, well, is there anything we could do to persuade him? And she's like, maybe hit him with a bus? And she's like, oh, that was completely... And right then, you knew how he was going to die, didn't you?
Yeah.
And they did the cliche on the show. The getting hit blindly by a vehicle that's in all shows now, where someone's like, well, you know, oh my God, it happens in everything now. I would like to see a view of the bus coming and him talking to her and him stepping off, then getting hit.
Don't do the blindly getting hit that's been done. It's in everything. We've seen it on Smallville. It was in Mean Girls. It was in Final Destination. It's in everything. Stop doing it. We don't want to see it anymore. And I don't care. Next time someone flies, someone dies, okay? Oh, wait. I don't want to get back in there.
Did you notice that the guy that someone played dies. The representative the guy that plays the representative was the actor that was in
The
that
Tick,
Ugly Susan, and The Tick? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I did notice that. And we had creepy Ethan show up. So we know what happens. She goes to work for them eventually, and now she's stuck on the island. Yeah, there was a weird part where they were in the rave. The guy is in some kind of room where he's being bombarded by images and he can't close his eyes. And do you think that's how they basically program all of the people they kidnap?
All the others.
And they get them to follow them and do what they say?
Well, they give them E and then they, you know, give them some glow sticks.
But also, you figure out here, that's Rousseau's daughter that helps him escape, but it turns out she's Ben's daughter. Because Juliet says, I can let them go, but I can't let you go because your dad's not going to like it and he's not going to let your boyfriend live. So she's like, okay. And they take off. Jack's going to be stuck there now. So
now, did they let the boyfriend go because they felt he was properly inundated, like brainwashed? So like, if they take him back to the beach, he'll turn against them or something?
I don't know. All I know is I want a different locale now.
Yes, please.
For a while.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the regular beach.
And I did like the upcoming scenes where it looks like they're blowing away others. I want them to go in, sweep and clear, just massacre the others. I think that'd be awesome.
I'm waiting for the guest appearance by the Acapulco Heat.
Oh, man, that would be great. Because they are in a certain hemisphere. Mm-hmm. Hemisphere Emergency Action Team, Bill.
Yes.
I was heavily entertained, and maybe it was because I was watching it in HD. I don't know.
Yes, it's a pretty
and it's
show.
Been so long since you've seen the last one.
Right, and I'm going to say this. This show, along with Heroes, has some of the best active channels in surround sound going on. It's a really well-made show sound-wise.
This is going to sound bizarre, but I'm looking forward to Jericho more than I was Lost.
Yeah, you completely lost me there, dude.
I just want to see what's going on there. It's so stupid. Muggles.
I want to know what's happening with the mysterious black man. Hey, Bill.
Maybe I'll kill you first.
Oh, dear.
No! I've got things to give.
Let's do the news!
Looks like you're working out some issues there.
Wow.
Well, she's back and she's blackety black, black, black. Hey, Vanessa, I'm back doing the news.
Yes.
It's good to have you here, and we're looking forward to hearing some news from you.
You're retarded.
Hey. What do you got in the news this week?
All right. A man in Germany was put off his Italian chocolate treat when he noticed that a bump in the bar was not a nut, but a part of a human finger.
Ooh.
Well, those are those special bars that you get. If you take the human finger to, like, the store where you bought it from, you get a cookie.
I like mine with extra fingernail.
One, two, three. Mm-hmm. Go and eat it.
Extra meaty.
He found a fingertip complete with a fingernail right in the middle of the bar.
Oh, God. I don't think I'd ever eat again.
I know. I suppose it went unnoticed because there were the nuts in the chocolate, and it was hard to tell the difference.
She said but nuts.
It was examined by forensic experts. The 28-year-old man was in shock when he took the bar to police after a family doctor confirmed its contents. The police have declined to name the brand of chocolate.
He took the candy bar to its family doctor? Doc, is this a finger? Tell me.
Really?
Just be blunt about it.
Why did he take it? He took it to the local doctor?
Tell me straight, Doc, is it a finger?
When you go to the police, because obviously someone's chopped up a body at the Snicker factory.
Do you want to verify that it's a real finger? I mean, I could it be like a...
There's bone in it.
Well, if there, if it was a, do you think he was like, fake ones?
Do you think he took a bite just to see if it was real? Nasty.
Oh, fingery goodness.
Finger licking good.
Butterfinger.
Oh, whoa. Was he eating a Butterfinger? That would have been awesome.
Oh, it had nuts. Maybe it was an almond.
Yeah, it had been like Almond Joy or something.
Butterfinger! He's like, he says, Doc, is this a real finger? He's like, well, you're eating a Butterfinger, duh. What do you think's in these things?
It's a finger of butter.
Okay, Vanessa, what else? There's a story in there!
It just got some quiet.
Where
okay.
do you come up with this shit?
All right, a man dressed as Chewbacca was arrested after police said the street performer headbutted a tour guide operator in front of Grom's Chinese Theater.
Awesome!
Chewy headbuttons.
Hey, don't piss off a Wookiee.
He'll rip your arms out of your socket.
Oh, Frederick Evan Young, 44, of L.A., was booked Thursday for investigation of misdemeanor battery. Police said the 6'4" street performer was seen arguing Thursday afternoon with a tour guide who had expressed concern that the Star Wars Wookiee impersonator was harassing and touching tourists in violation of city law. The city passed ordinances to crack down on colorful assortment of actors who perform outside the theater. The move was prompted by complaints from tourists who said the actors were aggressive and abusive if they refused to pay for pictures.
Dressed up like Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, whoever.
Do you remember the story about the guy who took a picture of Nightcrawler, and Nightcrawler started chasing him, and the guy was like, oh, shit! And he started, took off. The guy's like jumping on trash cans like he's really Nightcrawler.
I'm pissed off Nightcrawler!
All of a sudden, he's like, right in front of him. Crap! He really has powers! Okay, sorry.
He's phase shifting before my eyes. All
right.
Be like a pit bull on a pant leg.
In Oregon, a snorkeler who was shot in the face after he was apparently mistaken for a rodent was in good condition after surgery.
What kind of shot in the face are you talking about? This is a pornographic story.
It's like this guy must really be ugly if he was mistaken for a rat.
But 69, dudes!
Maybe it was Rat Boy. You know, I haven't seen him since that movie in the 80s.
Oh my god, what a horrible movie!
Muggles.
Did you know Sandra Locke directed that piece of crap?
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations, maybe she should go back to appearing with apes.
That would be awesome.
John William Cheeseman, 44, of Springfield, underwent 8 hours of surgery Thursday to remove the bullet and bone fragments from his face.
Cheeseman!
The bullet hit in front of his right ear where the bone is the most dense, and it just fragmented. It luckily did not go into his brain. He was listed in good condition and... William Roderick, 60, of Reedsport, had been charged with the assault, being a felon in possession of a firearm and possession of methamphetamine and marijuana, which explains why he thought it was a rodent.
Holy shit, Martha! One of them giant rats just came out of the meth lab again!
That's a great thing.
Is it an R-O-U-S?
What?
Luckily...
I didn't know what you meant.
A rodent of unusual size.
Oh, okay.
Little princess bride thing.
Holy shit, gotcha. Steven.
All right, good luck for men between 30 and 65, because on Valentine's Day in London, they will be able to buy Viagra over the counter without a...
Come on!
Jesus Christ!
Oh, my Lord.
Come on, give me my Viagra. I need a boner.
Normally, Viagra is a prescription-only medication, Pfizer, in the United States, but a pilot program starting on Valentine's Day in 3 Manchester pharmacies will sell it over-the-counter.
I wonder if you guys have to sign a waiver, because that shit can, like, make your head explode.
Well, they... they do have to go have a private consultation with a pharmacist, and they'll get their medical history checked with their measurements taken of their blood pressure.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're going to measure their dick or something. No, you don't need my ass.
Oh, you're fine, son.
You're perfectly healthy.
Well, they'll be able to buy four pills for the equivalent of $97.
Wow.
That's four.
That's a one expensive boner.
Yeah, or four expensive boners.
So that's like, what, $24.25 a pill?
She's disgusting.
Like on a return visit, patients will see a private doctor to ensure that they are suitable for a further supply of pills. By creating a service that is easily accessible on the high street, we hope that we help many more men seek help for this common condition.
I'm not done yet!
Just hold on a second. I'll be done any second.
It is an estimated 1 in 10 men suffer from erectile dysfunction.
You're such a jerk.
Now, but, what happens if you take that if you don't have erectile dysfunction? You just have a boner for like six hours?
I told you, your head explodes.
You have like major onrush of blood to the Twinkie area.
I've heard that you could have medical problems from doing that, can't you?
Like, yeah.
Your vision could turn blue.
That shoots your blood pressure.
Your blood pressure shoots sky high. Your head turns like red like a radish.
So you can stroke out, basically?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've heard there was a big thing with some college guys who got a hold of some Viagra, and one of them ended up having a heart attack.
There's a Nigerian saying that says, seize every opportunity as if it were your last.
What does that have to do with anything?
It makes me sick.
Hey.
And here's just a quick thing. You ever had an experience where you locked eyes with a woman, and you were like, man, I should have said hello. I should have said something to her, and you regretted it.
Oh, yeah.
Not tonight, you don't.
Well, apparently this happens quite a bit. So this Craigslist.org has made a new subsection called Missed Connections, and it's becoming a destination for second chance encounters. It's pretty much a lost and found for people.
Oh, I wonder if that really geeky fat guy
She's disgusting.
The store is looking for me. I'll have to log on to Craigslist.
If they had one ad, for instance, said, confused brunette on the A train this morning. You came into my A train, but quickly turned and exited. I wish you had stayed. It's like, that's nice and vague, but it's supposed to be, you'd say, oh, here's like girl with purple slipper shoes. We spoke at Jonathan Saffron Forest.
Yeah, it's like, wait, I was on the A train and I turned left. Oh my God.
He's talking about me. It's like, sorry, I didn't get your number. Let me know if you want to talk. It's supposed to be like descriptions of what you were wearing, where you met, things like that.
You heard me, Jason.
I mean, what are the chances that that person is actually going to see it?
You walked under my train and walked.
A homosexual area.
And finally, in Kentucky, a warehouse worker has been accused of pilfering high-end lingerie worth nearly $15,000.
Yeehaw, I'm starting a museum.
Investigators say a manager stole Victoria's Secret lingerie from a warehouse where he worked near Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. Christopher Perry, 24, has not been seen since he was charged with one count of receiving stolen property. He did not return to work in all... his phone is disconnected. His estranged girlfriend...
I'm a historian of ass. Oh, man, I hit the mother load. I'm gonna steal all this lingerie. I'm out of here, man.
Well, actually, what he was doing is he was going to people, just approaching them on the street, saying, hey, you want to buy some lingerie?
Was he like wearing a rain jacket? Yeah, trench coat. Like, hey, you want to buy some of my goods?
No, he's dressed as Chewbacca. But yeah, that says that he was trying to go down the street and approaching random
people.
Headbutt people and say, buy my damn lingerie.
My lingerie.
Stop headbutting me, you damn Wookie.
That's all I've got.
Well, thanks, Vanessa. It was great to have you back on the news. It's good to hear
you.
You don't come in here mouthing off in my place of business.
Now, Bill, any cold news this week?
No. You know what? I'm going to skip cold news only because we need to move on with the show, and I've got a shitload of DVDs.
All right. Let's do some DVDs. What do you say? I need to calm down.
Ow! Let's do some DVDs!
DVDs! DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah, the DVDs are back, everybody.
And then I know the rules, and then I know the break, and then I always know the name of the game.
That's right. Exactly. All right, Bill, what do we got in the DVDs this week? I hope some really good stuff.
Yes, DVDs for February 13th, 2007. This DVD is brought to you by the number 10.5, which
looks like you're working out some issues there.
An excellent TV movie with Bo Bridges and Kim Delaney.
Hey, love the Kim Delaney.
Now this is a double feature DVD. It includes 10.5 and Day of Destruction.
Awesome.
The awesome Randy Quaid film about the shit cloud.
A huge cloud of shit. Wow. God, I think I smell it. Come on, let's go.
And you can pick up this double feature for only $9.
Wow, $9. That's a bargain.
That is. And if you think that's a bargain, the next DVD is even more of a bargain. It's Android Apocalypse with Joseph Lawrence.
Sweet.
Wait a second, Joseph Lawrence?
Yeah, it's like Deborah Gibson.
Yeah.
Isn't it like the Schroeder too?
Yeah, yeah, Rick Schroeder.
Hey Joey,
Richard
say
Schroeder is my name, and I'm a serious thespian.
Say whoa for me, man. Just one time. Say whoa.
Whoa. Oh boy.
So this movie, I think it was a sci-fi original, was it?
You dirty, filthy cyborg.
Well, in this film, machines dominate the world. I guess they somehow need to get out. I have no idea. Like, it matters. It's got Joseph Lawrence, and that's good enough for me.
Sounds exciting.
Joseph Lawrence.
I bet it is.
Love that guy, well, Joseph Lawrence.
Even more exciting is the next DVD, Babes in Kong Land.
Awesome! I like the way that
sounds.
This film is about a planet where hot and horny females are the eighth wonder of the world, and the setting for this ultra-sensual adventure that gives brand new meaning to spanking the monkey.
Yours just keep getting dirtier.
Starring William
Shatner. Is this soft porn from Cinemax or something?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
It's from Cock.
Emmanuel
releases.
In that?
Somebody okay. Really thought long and hard. Oh, long and hard. Sorry.
About, no pun intended.
About this name of this studio, Cock.
I've been scrubbing them real hard.
What is it called?
Cock Releasing. You want me to say it one more time? Is it not enough?
I didn't hear it the first time. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's what I thought.
That name doesn't even make sense, does it?
Cock Release. I'm not even saying it again.
What was that again?
No.
Okay, did you say that in Dutch?
Releasing. The next DVD is Beauty and the Beast, the complete first season.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you talking Linda Hamilton and Ron Perlman?
Ron Perlman in full beast mode.
That show kicked some major ass.
He hardly did any makeup.
Loved her some beastly man. Some beastly... I don't know what the hell he was, man. He had, like, the face of a tiger and the body of an ape. Tiger ape.
He can cry his little eyes out. I'd feel like a piece of garbage,
Tigerilla.
Like, about that big, like a 5-cent recycling can. And that's what he can do in Berkeley Crap Town.
I don't think the Beast is from the Berkeley Crap Town.
he probably did find a lot of 5-cent recycling cans down there in the
sewers of New York.
Yeah, okay, the muggles.
The next double feature is actually something I think I'm going to pick up. It's two great Hong Kong action flicks, Black Mask with Jet Li and The New Police Story with Jackie Chan. And
you're tired.
I can't really make fun Hard of all. Either of these movies because they're both pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen The Black Mask, and it's a lot of fun.
See, The Black Mask, you know what? I might not pick it up only because The Black Mask edit, the American edit, is really disjointed. Whereas the Hong Kong edit is really good.
But... Oh, I've seen the American version, so I've seen the crap version.
I'll have to send you the Hong Kong version. It's much more violent and cool. In a moment,
all the world can change. All right.
Oh, stop.
So, this next for you couples out there, if you ever really wanted to learn how to make love, you can pick up the Playboy collector set of the complete Making Love series.
I actually have one of those.
Wow. So,
doesn't seem to work.
Scares me, Jason.
It's okay, Lila.
If the idea of arousal, foreplay, orgasm, tantric lovemaking, 10 secrets for greater sensual pleasure has ever appealed to you, you might want to check this out. Because there's nothing more pleasurable than Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
You have your thick
Dr. Ruth Westheimer? Yes.
Next DVD is The Departed Special Edition, a movie I despised but Jason loved.
Yes. Can't wait. You didn't despise it.
You know what? I'd probably give it a second chance.
You gave it 3 stars if I...
3 out of 10.
If I remember.
You know what I just despised about it was how ignorant they were whenever they said, oh, we never even saw Infernal Affairs. I have no idea what you're talking about. And it's just so obvious that they sat down and watched it.
Oh, you know, I think just... only the screenwriter said that, didn't he?
Yeah, but you know what? That's just such a shitty thing to say.
I'm not done yet!
Because there was so much of the Infernal Affairs trilogy in this movie.
Right.
And what else pisses me off is since Warner Brothers bought the rights to the trilogy, they now think, oh, The Departed made good money. Let's make a trilogy.
Right.
How are they going to make a trilogy whenever they killed off all the major characters?
Now, here's the thing. I just like the movie based on what it was and none of that other stuff.
So yeah, see, I went in with preconceived notions and it... upset me, you know, so I do have a problem with the... Someone violating the dog again. Foggy. See, the only thing...
Steven, what are you doing over there?
Looks like you're working out some issues there.
Steven! The only problem I had is with the end. I thought they went overboard with it.
Muggles.
They should have kept the end the way it was instead of adding another character and more bloodshed. I just was...
Hey, you can never go wrong with more bloodshed.
Yes, you can.
No, let me... I think that people who haven't seen the Hong Kong versions will indeed like the film, but they have to know going in that there's not a, like, what a funny movie at the end. So no. Just so you know that, yeah, I think you'll be good.
It is funny at the end.
It's hilarious.
I was cracking up.
Next DVD is a Kevin Tye classic.
Who?
Can you guess what it is? Kevin Tye.
No, no.
Don't you know Kevin Tye? Come on.
Colonel Tye?
No, Kevin Tye. He was in Roadhouse.
Colonel Mustard?
Colonel Sanders?
The owner of the Double Deuce.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. I know who that guy is.
I just saw that the other day again.
What about him? What about Colonel Tye?
If you love the Emergency, this reunites paramedics Roy DeSoto and John Gage, who was played by Randolph Mantooth. Love that name.
That is an awesome name.
Randolph Mantooth is almost as good as Engelbert Humperdinck.
Exactly.
Yes.
You're retarded.
Vanessa will love... Shut up. Vanessa will love this DVD. It's the Golden Girls complete 7th season.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is the 7th season.
I am tingling in my girly parts.
For being a
now,
friend.
You know, guys, Vanessa has never seen a single episode ever of that show.
I haven't. I have not.
And I totally don't believe her. Yes.
She has seen The Golden Palace with Cheech, though. It's a great show.
Nice.
That's actually the better, so you didn't miss out.
Yes, The Golden Palace with Rue McClanahan and Cheech.
Struggling.
The Golden Shower with Rue McClanahan.
Oh, no!
Here, just let me piss on you.
You old bag.
Yeah, it's hard being a water sports girl. Next DVD is Half Nelson, a movie that I gotta say is excellent.
I love wrestling movies.
No, this is a Ryan Gosling film.
Oh.
About the young teacher who
Zach
just
Morris?
Happens to be a crack addict.
No, that's Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh, close enough.
No, Ryan Gosling is an actual actor.
And I know who he is.
And you know what? Everyone says he's the best actor of his generation.
I think he should definitely win the best actor for this because he was excellent in it.
And he was nominated, correct?
Yes, he was.
That would be interesting. I think he will.
He's the one who's in The Notebook, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Get your motherfucking hands off me!
Wow. Well, wow. The next DVD is a film that kind of got overshadowed by Capote, and it's called Infamous, about the writing of In Cold Blood.
It's pretty much the same
thing, isn't it?
No, it's really kind of a different take on it, but I actually think it's better than Capote. Whereas Capote was just very slow, methodical, this is a little, it's not lighter, but it's better, you know, it's just better. I can't really explain
it. So you loved Capote and you like this better than that?
Yeah.
Or can you enjoy them both separately?
You can enjoy them both. They're two different takes on the same story.
Okay.
Capote is very dark, very slow. It's like it's a slow burn kind of film, whereas this one really explores the charismaticness of Truman Capote and the actual relationship he had with one of the killers. I can't remember his name, but it's played by Daniel Craig.
Now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Could the film had worked without them speaking in that annoying Capote voice?
No.
Okay.
No, that's
he was a
Capote.
Nut.
He wasn't was a nut.
Truman Capote was a little weird.
He was a little weird.
Astronaut.
A really horrible childhood.
Well, yeah, but he's still a little nuts.
He was cool. All right, moving on. Capitalizing on the release of The Departed, we have the Infernal Affairs trilogy being released. One of my all-time favorite trilogies of Hong Kong cinema.
Andy Garcia was really good in that.
Yeah, wasn't Ray Liotta in that too?
Richard Gere.
Oh, Richard Gere.
And Billy Baldwin.
Billy Baldwin was in that?
Yeah, he played Richard Gere's partner.
See, I like Daniel Baldwin better because he's like insane.
He was great in Biodome.
No, that's Stephen Baldwin. Stephen Baldwin is now a preacher.
Next
DVD is an 80s classic with Holy Roller Kirk Cameron and Dead Dudley Moore, like father, like son.
Did he still have the Way of the Master back then, or did he get that later?
No, I think this was before he found the Way of his Master.
Awesome. I'd like to see pre-Master Ways before such film incident thing. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore, Steven.
But
thank you.
This was a really horrible movie. All right. Next DVD is Marie Antoinette, a very interesting take on the life of Marie Antoinette, who was killed. Yes. Then the next DVD is Alicia Cuthbert in The Quiet. She's hot. The movie's horrible. The next DVD is School for Scoundrels, a remake of a British film. And this movie is not very good. But if you like Billy Bob Thornton in that sarcastic, cynical comedy type thing, you might like it. Next DVD is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation, the movie that truly launched the careers of Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger.
The robot leg?
Yes, nothing like a little prequel of Texas Chainsaw Massacre with two big stars.
That stupid robot leg!
Yeah, it is really bad. The original When a Stranger Calls with Carol Kane is coming out. This was actually good compared to the horrible remake. And lastly, Zoom Academy for Superheroes, the horrible Tim Allen film that tried to capitalize on Sky High's greatness. And that's DVDs for February 13th, 2007.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week. It's always good to have you.
No problem.
Hopefully you won't disappear like Vanessa was, because I'm still not sure this is even Vanessa. She may have been replaced by some kind of space alien hybrid replicant type of dilly bopper.
Yeah, she finally got those purple satin butt pants, and it was like venom for her. It turned her into something evil.
Exactly, Bill.
Yeah.
Purple satin butt pants. Whatever he said.
You've crystallized my thoughts perfectly, Bill. Thank you.
Looks like you're working out some issues there.
F*** you.
Wow, don't talk to Lex like that. He'll get revenge on you, Bill.
I'll work out some issues on his ass.
Whoa, that sounded homoerotic.
Yeah, a little homoerotic there.
Everybody, that was episode 69 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for joining us this week.
69, dudes!
Yes, that's right, Foggy. Thank you. If you enjoyed the show this week, why don't you mosey on down to nowhereinmulberry.com? There you'll find links to our forum, our email address, which is nimpodcast@gmail.com, and call and leave us a voicemail, much like the mystery man. Says he dialed 1-206-202-3491 and left a message. At the prompt, as they say in the biz, Steven.
How difficult is it to spend 10 cents on one long-distance call for a minute?
It's worth it. Also, I have to remind everyone, we have a donation box, so donate $5 to $100 to us this week, and we'd appreciate it. Or more.
We'll gladly take it off your hands.
That's right. And we'd appreciate it.
We would love to quit our jobs and do this
money.
Full-time.
In fact, if you donate money every week, we could actually have an after-show banquet, and we would love to do that. Texas Day Brazil every week, Steven.
Sweet.
Oh, man.
Yes, not a banquet. A banquet.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought he said.
Just a little different.
I think
more
you guys
exciting.
Are wrong. I didn't say that.
Banquet. Maybe I'll kill you first.
Vanessa, did I mention that it's good to have you back this week?
Yes, I'm waiting for the punchline.
I feel like I'm going to go to hell for lying so much, Steven.
That's what I thought. I was waiting for that.
I was about to say you're going to call her a liar because she never said that.
That too. Well, thanks for joining us this week. Does anyone have anything to add before we go? Steven?
No, I think we said enough today.
What about you, Bill?
God bless us, everyone.
Well, before we go, I just wanted to add this.
But I'm never gonna make it without you, and I'll never let you fall.
Okay.
That's right. I'm never gonna make it without you guys. Wow. Just want you guys to know that.
Oh, and happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Well, it's gonna be when people listen to this.
It's not Valentine's yet.
The biggest waste of money ever. Hmm? I don't like Valentine's. I don't ever want anything for Valentine's.
Well,
stupid.
Well, congratulations, I got you with that.
Oh, like Steven.
I like it better whenever I was a kid and I got cards from girls and I was delusional that they
and those nasty candies.
No, my favorite is the little Tums with the little.
Yeah, those are gross.
Yes. I love those little chalk candy hearts.
Steven, are you falling asleep?
Open your eyes, you crazy son of a bitch!
Thanks for joining us this week. I think
so creepy this whisper.
I know it's like a jazz, like smooth
Jason's
jazz.
Sexy voice.
Now that the show's over, hey guys, in the news this week, this is my reading voice.
Jason, I want you to say smooth jazz 100.3.
We're gonna go have a banquet. Smooth jazz 101.6.
To the
Kenny
smooth,
G
sensual it. Sounds of Kenny G
of today and yesterday.
Here's some Herbie Hancock to get off.
Why don't they?
I love Herbie Hancock.
Why don't they ever have I know this is probably a really dumb question, but radio stations, why are they ever even numbers? Like 100.2.
Only you think that.
I'm just curious.
Maybe because they're reserve frequencies.
I guess. I mean, it bleed over? I don't know, but I just always wondered that.
Okay, well, keep wondering.
Call the FCC wonder. And ask them.
Rocket.
Is this the real life? Or is this just
I think you followed Herbie Hancock with this.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Stephen.
Bye.
They're leaving. They're turning their players off. See you later. Let's go get to the banquet.
Texas Day, Brazil.
I love banquets. Bill, you're invited if you want to come.
Awesome.
We're going to Del Taco. Do you guys like Wiener Schnitzel?
They're very nice schnitzel.
They have a combo. It's a chili dog and a chili burger. And then later you get diarrhea. Delicious.
Looks like you're working out some issues there.
Now this is podcasting.